voice from our sponsors before we begin the Christian History Talk Show. Right now, get the cheesy chalupa box, two crunchy tacos, one cheesy chalupa, one beef burrito, and one medium-sized drink. An offer you can't resist. Okay, now, let's get back to the show. And today, we're going to be talking about the Silk Road, and we're going to be taking questions. Well, at least things people want to know from all over the U.S. Okay, so first question is from Alexa Estrada in Indiana. She asks, which countries were involved in the Silk Road? And, Alexa, to answer your question, three main ones I would name would be China, Rome, and India. But it also can include much of Eurasia, and I feel like it could, because you couldn't even go over certain borders on certain countries. Okay, our second question is from Farrell Roca in New York. He asks, what were some of the things traded on the Silk Road? All sorts of things were traded, but just to name a few, like, minor kind of ones, furs, glass bottles, porcelain, rugs, African camels, silk, and all these things were very essential to each country, just considering the fact that maybe one country didn't know how to do, or, like, make one thing while the other country did. So, yeah, all these things were important. Thank you, Carol. And remember, if you're the ninth person to answer your question, you actually get to be on the talk show. Okay, now, what were some of the dangers included on the Silk Road? Asked Bad Nuts from Virginia. Well, robbers, extreme weather, possible lack of food and water, aka lack of appropriate packing, and wild predators. And because of all these dangers, after a while, many rest stops were built in between countries, and so that you could rest and like, trade and stuff. And it would have been very rare for, like, say, like, a group from Rome to go all the way and go like, all the way over to China to trade. Mostly, the countries would just stop at a rest stop, and then they would all trade and eat and sleep and stuff there, and then go home the next day with their goods and money and stuff that they got. And we're going to take a little break for our sponsors. Parts. Right now, you can get a DIY auto parts. You can get a whole team on your car, and we pimp it up nice. We can just ask us and we'll do it. Remember, O'Reilly is the best auto parts dealership in America. O'Reilly. Okay, now back to the show. Gina Davidson from Kentucky asked, what were some influences of the civilization that we felt? So one, probably the most important influence was India influencing Buddhism and China. Buddhism is now the second largest religion, only followed up by Christianity. Most Asian people, like in Japan and China and India, practice Buddhism. Yeah, practice Buddhism. And, yeah. Now, instead of the Silk Road, Bill Ashton from Hawaii, instead of the Silk Road, what methods are used to get products and ideas from one location to another in today's world? Google, YouTube, DIY sites, they all help people to... They all help people to remake, like if you watch a video on Google of how to make something, and you know how to make it. So, vehicles, we use trucks, airplanes, and boats to all, and all of them are used to, like, transport the goods and, like, stuff, inventions to, like, different places around the world and in different countries. Passing down knowledge to, like, teachers and parents, they all teach different ideas, like, in social studies, probably about, like, has your booters and stuff, so. What cultural, religious, or technological ideas that spread on the Silk Road had the biggest impact on history? Question from Anjali Sharma in Texas. Well, I have to say, Buddhism and trading, because trading became such a popular idea, and now everyone does it, even to this day. You know, it's changed a little bit from how it was back then. Also, it benefits everyone, because you can get rid of stuff you don't want or need, and you get money, so it's like a double whammy. Thank you for that question, Anjali. Okay, from Kyle Holder in New Mexico, we have, what ideas, beliefs, or goods do we know that did not originate in the U.S.? Or do we have? Fireworks, those were invented in China. The metal plow, that was invented in China. And guns were invented in Europe, I believe. Okay, our last question is from Isaac Ward in Utah. And he asks, which goods traded along the Silk Road had the greatest impact on history? And I have to say, probably Buddhism, because almost everyone in India, China, and Japan practices is the second most practiced religion, only passed up only by Christianity. Now, that is the end of this podcast. Thank you very much. Well, I mean, just kidding. In a little bit, we'll have Max Eppinger from South Dakota. We have a special guest. It is Jake from State Farm. Okay, Jake, what's your question?
Why is the Silk Road called the Silk Road?
That's a very good question. And I'm pretty sure it's called that because of the silk that was traded from the Chinese people on it. And I'm pretty sure the Chinese people started it, and they traded silk from the people, so I think that's why it was called that. Thank you, Jake, and this is the end of the Christian History Talk.